77 WABC.
Well, good morning. That's right. Take a stretch. Walk down to the kitchen. Pour yourself that first cup of joe. Now wait for it. Wait for it.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio. Got a problem around your house? Well, Lou is here till 8 this morning taking your calls. Right here on 77 WABC.
That's me. Good morning. House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Any kinds of questions you have in and around your home this Father's Day weekend, please give me a call. Happy Father's Day to all of you that are fathers. Happy Father's Day to you that might want to be a father. Just don't take that lightly. But it'll be a nice weekend, hot, hopefully you're going to get out there and enjoy the warm weather and go from there. It should be really nice. We're going to have, three of my four children will be in for Father's Day, which is nice. I have one daughter that lives out in California who, came in late last night, which was very nice. She's just in for 36 hours, and I'll have my boys, and then Mallory, our other daughter, Mallory is, she's actually on a service trip in Honduras, something that she has done for the past 3 years, and is having a lovely time. She said that she doesn't know if she's ever going to come back. She's having such a great time. It's amazing how you can be so connected in this world now, obviously with Wi-Fi and whatever, and you know, here I can speak to my daughter via the internet all the way down in Honduras. And while the Wi-Fi is spotty, I'll get these little text messages from her in the middle of the night and how she's having a great time. So it's cool. Very cool. So I hope you're going to have a nice weekend. If you have anything that I can help you with this morning, just pick up the phone and give us a call. We're here just for an hour this morning, as we normally are on House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. We have a few things coming up today, because it's the Father's Day weekend. I came up with some ideas for Father's Day gifts that you should be able to get today. I know for many of you kids, it's kind of the last minute thing. And I suppose, you know, Father's Day, like Mother's Day, is kind of a made up holiday, right? From the card companies. So you'd buy cards and now we get all kinds of gifts. So we, Lindsay and I work together. You won't hear her this morning on the show. She is producing, but we have some, technical challenges because of, locations that we have. So she is, producing. When you call in though, say hi to Isaiah, who's answering phones this morning at 800-848-WABC. But I've got some ideas on three different gifts that you could get your dad this morning, today, before tomorrow, that should be in stock at the different places where we found them. And then do you know anybody that uses a walker, to get around, or has problems, you know, getting around? And maybe in particular, they can never go to the beach. Well, we found a company, and I can't remember where we found this, but we're going to talk to the co-founder and president of a company called Stabilized Steps. And if you have a medical walker and going to the beach is something that you like to do and haven't been able to do, this company has solved that problem. Really kind of cool. So really, check that out. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Also, if you can't get through on the phone line, you can also tweet at us and ask your question. Just go to hashtag AskLou, and we'll also try and answer that question live before 8 a.m. This morning. So let's go to the phone lines right now. In Rockland, Eileen called in. Eileen, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning. Eileen, you're on House Smarts Radio. Hi, good morning. Hi.
You're everyone's father when it comes to the home.
Thank you.
By the way, you have to be a terrific father because I hear how terrific your children are.
Oh, well, thank Thank you very much.
I wish we had a longer solar. Like people are telling you that you don't have enough hour. You need another hour.
I need another hour. You're right. We gotta work on that.
Okay. I have an opening down in the basement where all the lines and wires and tubes come from. I have central air conditioning, so there's all an opening. Now I want to know how I could fill it up. Not only to keep it warm, cold, whatever the point is, I have a bird flying through. And then one day I watched TV and they said, this could come through, that could come through. I don't want a bird I could handle, but I don't want anything else to come through. What would be the suggestion to fill up that opening?
Okay, so the opening that you have is for the what they call the line set coming from the outside.
In other words, we have central air conditioner.
Yeah.
So it's the compressor. So there's all this opening on either side. I own a condo up in Suffolk. I don't know if you know where Suffolk is.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm watching something one day, and they're saying raccoons could come in, squirrels.
Sure.
I had a field mice. I don't think that came through there. But I know a bird came through there.
And can you access this opening or where the gap is on the outside?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. So you got a couple ways to go here. Depending on how big the gap is, you know, you can go to the hardware store and buy an expanding foam, but they make one that's called a pest block. Okay. So the people at Great Stuff, they make the expanding foam for insulation.
Right.
One of them is called Pest Block because they still like to eat that stuff if you put that around there. And remember that when you apply that, Eileen, you want to do a little bit at a time because it does expand. You know, it gets bigger. That's the whole idea. And the mistake a lot of people make is they shove it in there and they spray it and it gets really big and then it looks terrible. So you're just going to take the little, it's got a little plastic tube on the end of the spray can. Go as deep as you can in the opening and spray a little bit and then just wait. See how much it expands. You know, I mean, you're waiting 30 seconds. And then once you see where it's at, you can add a little bit more. And if it does overfill, once it dries, you can take a little utility knife or something and cut it nice and smooth so it looks nice. And fill that, and you should be able to keep anybody from coming in using that.
Well, I won't be doing this. You see, only a condo, there's a board.
Got it.
Which they got in touch with telling us supposed to be doing it. What about the, I call it cotton candy, that pink insulation? It's on either side I want to fill it up. Could I use that versus what you suggested?
Well, you could, but the thing is that a rodent, if that's what we're worried about, can easily pull that out.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, you know, there's a myriad of things you can do, but with the spray foam, because once it hardens, you know, it's a pretty tough barrier. You should have pretty good luck. Now, a lot of times when they put these on, the contractors, the holes should be just around the right size, and they have this kind of tar sort of. It's almost like a roll that they put around it, but it sounds like yours is a little bit larger,
right,
and so the spray foam would work.
Okay, and again, happy, healthy, safe tomorrow. Your day. I'm telling you, you take the day off tomorrow, and you're a sweetheart. I love you, Lou.
Thank you, Eileen.
Whole staff as well. Thanks again, Lou.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling this morning. That's awesome. Thank you very much. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, on 77 WABC. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
Things that go bump in the night.
Hey, I've got a beep in my living room every 42 seconds.
Are you ready to pull your hair out?
I am having something going on with my furnace. It's humming.
Lou Manfredini's here till 8, taking your calls on anything around your home that has you scratching your head. Right here on House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC.
This portion of House Smarts is brought to you by Bonide Products, family made in America and available at a retailer near you. You can visit their website at bonide.com. Those of you that have listened to the House Smarts show here on 77 WABC will know that Lindsay loves Britney Spears. If it were up to her, we would just always have Britney Spears music constantly. All right, Father's Day tomorrow, as we talked about. And here's the deal. We came up with three items that we're pretty sure you can go to the store right now and purchase. And these are some ones that if I would, well, I am a dad. But if you were, if any of my kids hopefully are listening, I would love any one of these. Well, one I actually have that we'll talk about when we come back. Take a listen to this.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
We know you didn't forget Dad. You've been busy. Well, let us help. Here are a couple new to Lou 2s that you can get today, or probably even tomorrow morning.
So,
first, if you don't own one yet yourself or know somebody who does, you've probably at least heard of the Yeti cooler.
Scientists have finally solved the mystery of the Yeti.
Yeti is a brand of premium coolers and accessories that are super durable and top-notch in design and performance. If you've ever thought of getting Dad one of their coolers or ice chests, now's the time, because Ace Hardware is offering a $50 gift card with any $249 Yeti cooler purchase. Score! They also have awesome tumblers if you're not looking to spend so much but still want to bring a Yeti into your life. Myself, being from Wisconsin, I grew up on this next item. If Pop likes to chill in the backyard with a brew or a lemonade, why not add a little competition? Right now, Target has their Wild Sports Stars and Stripes cornhole set for $59. A patriotic spin to the classic beanbag toss. Maybe let Dad just win once. It is his day after all. Is Dad proud of his home bar?
I'll have a Cosmo with mandarin orange vodka and a little splash of sugar-free cranberry juice.
You can add a little flavor to it yourself with a cocktail smoker box. Right now, Bed Bath & Beyond has world-renowned bartender Charles Jolie's Craft House by Fortessa Smoke Box. It's about the size of a shoebox and complete with a smoking gun. This unique tool can infuse your favorite cocktails with aromatic smoke. Try it out with nuts, cheeses, dried herbs, and spices, too. The smoking box runs $250, but if you're buying at Bed Bath & Beyond, don't forget your 20% off coupon. Of course, you want to call these places before you rush out to buy any of these things. And you might even find them at stores other than we just mentioned. But we did do some research, and they should be stocked up. I'll put pictures, some information and links to all of the products we just mentioned on Lou's Facebook page. To all the fathers out there and folks who have fathers, happy Father's Day. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Three really cool items. Of course, the Yeti coolers and tumblers are terrific, and those are not an inexpensive proposition, but they're really, really nice. This smoke box thing that Lindsay talked about, it is amazing. My kids, I want to say for last Christmas, got it for me, and it's this glass box. It almost looks like something a magician would put. You know, like I'm going to put a rabbit in here, and then I'm going to close the door, and then cover it with a blanket, and then the rabbit's going to disappear. But you can smoke stuff in it, so it has this little battery operated. It almost looks like. You know, like the scanners that when you go to a retail store, those guys, they're working in the aisles. It kind of looks like that, a little bit smaller. And it has a little, it kind of looks like something you'd smoke pot in. And you take the wood chips, and there's a tube, and you light it, you pull the button, and it's battery operated, and it creates the smoke. So, for instance, I am in charge at Thanksgiving of mashed potatoes. I make like 15 pounds of mashed potatoes because we have over 50 people that come to our house for Thanksgiving. My wife has a big family. And what I did is I took the butter that I use in the mashed potatoes and I put the butter in this box. I smoked it with some mesquite smoke and you lock it in there and it gets infused into the butter. Then I put the butter in the mashed potatoes. It was unbelievable. And I just like came up with it. You can smoke all kinds of stuff. Where it came from is my oldest son was at a tailgate party. Maryland was playing Michigan and evidently some tailgate thing. They were making smoked Manhattans and they were mixing the Manhattan cocktails and they were putting the smoke in there, shaking it all up. And it was spectacular. And so I've tried that as well. So three ideas. You can go to my Facebook page. Just like me on Facebook, and you'll see the information there. Or head to any one of those stores to find it and go from there. Let's go to back to the phone lines. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. In New Jersey, let's talk to Ruth. Ruth, you're on House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. And I
of course.
Right off the bat, a wonderful Father's Day.
Thank you.
I'm calling because I have poison ivy in my yard, and I want to know what to do about it. It's spreading also.
Yeah. Okay. So, and are you a person that's allergic to it?
I don't know.
you don't want to find out. Okay. So here's the kind of the way to get rid of this. The Ortho company makes a concentrate that you can put into a little pump sprayer.
Mm-hmm.
They may even have one you can put on a hose, but I think the better one is in the pump sprayer.
Mm-hmm.
In that area where you, what I want you to make sure you're doing is, wear closed-toed shoes and some long pants,
right,
and some gloves and everything. Follow the directions on the container of the Ortho stuff. Go ahead and spray that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now it should only kill the poison ivy. It shouldn't harm the grass if you have grass around there. But then once, after a couple days, you're going to see this stuff start to yellow. And once it starts to yellow, this is the kind of the thing that everybody forgets to do.
Mm-hmm.
You need to pull all that poison ivy. So now you're going to wear some leather gloves and some long sleeve shirt. There shouldn't be any issue with it because now you've killed the plant, but there can be residual on the oil on the plant. And you want to go ahead and pull everything that you can,
mm-hmm.
and then I want you to spray it one more time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you should solve that problem. No issue whatsoever.
Now I think some of it might be wrapped around a tree, a big tree. Do I do the same with the tree, or am I going to harm the tree?
You'll do the same with the tree. It's
okay.
Not a problem. The tree really doesn't care about this, especially on the outside bark. Is it a pretty good sized tree?
Yes.
Yeah. You shouldn't have a problem at all. And I think that if you do this, again, the trick is nobody pulls the poison ivy afterwards because, of course, nobody wants to mess with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if you do that, Ruth, it should be no problem.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. Have a nice weekend. All right. Let's go to Rockland, 800-848-WABC. Chris is on the line. Chris, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Last week I was listening to your show, and you mentioned about spraying into your air conditioning ducts for mold and on the air handler filter.
Yep. So there is a company called Healthful Home that makes a product called Fog U Mold.
Fog
okay.
U?
Fog, F-O-G,
yep.
U, the letter U, mold. And it is a... It's essentially, Chris, it's a mold killer that you can use in a lot of different things. For instance, if somebody had mold in their attic, this thing's almost like a smoke bomb. It can be like a smoke bomb where you can turn it on, put it in your attic, and it'll autonomize by itself and fill the attic space to kill any mold. But you can also use it like a sprayer, so if you had mold on a wall, whatever. They talk about the use of using this spraying in your vents. So if you go to the areas where the vents, you know, like in our rooms are, you can take the covers off and you can spray inside the vent, right?
Right.
A lot of the moisture is right there. However, and I sort of came up with this idea, not the company. If you go and pull your furnace filter out and you expose expose the slot where that is, and you kick the fan on, and then you sit there and turn that bad boy on right there and let it suck itself in. You expend that whole can right then and there, let it flow through the system, then shut the system down. Because what I wanted to do is I wanted it to fill all the vents, right, as it's running, and then I wanted to sit there and kill all that mold. You're going to be amazed.
Okay.
All right.
And there's another question for you.
Sure.
Phosphates in a pool. What would you recommend?
You mean to remove them?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. You know, you're on a pool. I'm not your pool guy.
Okay.
The technical side, you know, the chemical makeup of that pool is not my expertise on all those chemicals. How long has that water been in there?
Well, it stays in every year. You know, you shock it, treat it.
But you got a high phosphate content?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to tell you what. You keep listening, and I'm going to get a pool expert on there because I don't want to mislead you on this stuff. I'm in no way want you to ever think that I'm a Mr. Know-it-all. I mean, I know a lot of things, but when I don't know, I'm going to tell you, and I'll find the expert to come on the show. Next week, we'll have a pool expert on, so keep listening, and I'll give you all that information, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you calling this morning. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Let's see. Lindsay's telling me this. That was Chris. How about we go to Kelly in Queens, who's calling in. Kelly, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou, and happy Father's Day to you and to everyone to whom it applies.
Thank you. How can I help you?
The building I'm in, especially my lawn, has a roach problem. And even though I've had problems before, I used Raid many years ago and I lost all my eyelashes, but the roaches didn't get the message.
Oof.
Yeah. I've been using Combat, but they're not going into the bait. I still see them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a professional sprayer who services the building come in today. But I want to know, do I remove the bait from, you know, the combat squares? Because there are two different modalities, and I don't know if they conflict, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, there was a professional. It's not a registry, but they do interior. They're certified by an interior, by a company. It has four letters. And you
okay.
I need their number because the super doesn't do a darn thing, and I need someone to come pull out the stove because I see them coming from there, find the hole where they're coming from,
right.
Block that, because even if they spray, if the hole isn't sealed, I'm
right.
not going to have any peace.
Right. Well, okay, so a couple things. You know, with when it comes to roaches and whatnot, you know, they can come through any tiny little crack. I mean, if there's a hole there or whatever it might be, I mean, certainly they can seal that up. One of the tricks of the exterminating world is a product called boric acid, which is a powder. And this is something that you can buy and sprinkle in areas like behind the stove. I mean, it sounds like you need someone to move it out. But it's a powder that when the roaches go through there, they come back and crawl all over each other, and it gets into their ectoskeleton and removes them. But in a multi-unit building, the problem you have is that you don't know what other people are doing in their apartments as well. And so it's really important to keep them at bay with this, you know, any kind of this powder or sprays, whatever. Raid, you talked about Raid. They make a product called Raid Max Bug Barrier. And that product is odorless, and it comes in a little battery-operated sprayer that you can just spray around the perimeter. And it really is effective. It really does work. So I would try that. But the boric acid is really something that will work so well. Thank you so much for the phone call. It's time for us to take a break. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. I'm Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC. When we come back, we're going to talk about with the co-founder of a company that's going to help you, if you have an issue walking around, get to the beach. More coming up on House Smarts Radio right after this.
77 WABC.
What pesky problems around the house are bugging you?
Our dishwasher smells.
Now's the time to call.
I spilled red wine on a white leather couch.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio right here on 77 WABC.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 800 848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Before we get back to your phone calls, we had gotten an email at our House Smarts website. You can always email me. You can go to housemartsradio.com, and it'll direct you to our TV site, and there's a place you can email me if you have any questions or, you know, something I can help you with. We got this email from this company called Stabilized Steps. And I saw it, I watched the video, and I thought, this is awesome. And anybody going to the beach that has a problem getting around, or even just any kind of rougher terrain that maybe uses a walker, can use this. Joining me on the phone line right now is Stephanie Gomez, co-founder, president, and CEO of Stabilized Steps, LLC. Stephanie, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC.
Good morning, Lou. Happy Father's Day again.
Oh, thank you very much. Stephanie, we certainly a picture is worth a thousand words, but we're on the radio, so I want you to paint the picture for our audience about what it is you folks have created.
Absolutely. So the idea came about as a gentleman that moved to Naples, Florida, really tall gentleman, and he had a double hip replacement, double knee replacement. But the reason why he moved to Naples is because he loved the beach. Mm-hmm. But if you think about a walker, right, four-legged standard walker, when you're going to go on uneven terrains, if you put the uneven pressure, it one leg is going to sink unevenly than the other one.
Right.
So he wanted to go to the beach. He asked my business partner if he can create something. So he created, like, a best way to describe it is like skis, right, that connects the front and the back of each of the sides of the walker. So then it allows the weight to distribute. Now, we took 2 years developing the product, and initially it was just for the beach, but we made it for all terrain. So think about sand, grass, gravel, mud, snow, ice. And if you have calm ocean waters like you have here in Florida, then mm-hmm. you can go all the way in the ocean too.
So, okay. I don't use a walker, but I know that, I see lots of people that do, and the mobility or lack of mobility is super frustrating for people. And when I watched your video, literally people connect these skis to the bottom of the walker. Is it something where walkers are generally universal, that these items will be able to attach to just about any walker?
Yeah, so one of the things that we didn't want to do is create a whole new walker.
Right.
I mean, we didn't want to start a competition with, you know, Metline or Drive. We wanted to come up with something that was an attachment. So the one-inch tubing is what's standard. Now, the length, the width of the opening is different.
Right.
So what we made it was adjustable to all the different widths and heights of the different walkers. And so we have the adjustability. But it fits the one-inch tubing, regular standard folding walker, which is in millions of homes in America, probably in attics and garages. People get a surgery, a double hip replacement, a knee replacement or something. They leave with a walker home, even if it's just for 2 weeks. So we know the walkers are out there. We didn't want to have to invent the whole new walker.
Right.
Our product is revolutionary, though, in this industry, because not only is it outdoors, it turned out that while we were developing the product, the biggest need is actually the indoor stability. These walkers, actually walkers overall, are not stable indoors. And a lot of people are suffering from having lack of independence
right.
indoors. And people want to be able to age at home. I know you had an episode a few years ago that talked about the design and, you know, aging at
oh,
home.
Oh, yeah. No. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. So what we uncovered, we went to a conference for nursing, orthopedic nursing, and they actually told us what a big of a deal our product was, because now we're giving independence back to individuals that lack mobility. So getting up and down from a chair that has no armrest right now is unheard of. For you to transition directly from a seated position to the walker by yourself, if you have a mobility issue, that is a big no-no. Is in bold, all caps, in all the literature you may find. And we challenged all the nurses that came over to try our product and, like, stand up from a regular chair, and they were blown away. So we were so excited, because a lot of people are now going to have to retrofit their homes and be able to stay at their houses longer, age in their homes safer.
Yeah.
So when you have,
The thing that for me that you showed, I mean, I know you guys are based in Florida, but, you know, in New York, the Jersey Shore, anybody going to the shore or whatnot, I watched these folks that were using the walker, and you interviewed them as part of your video, where they literally go right into the ocean. I mean, somebody that loves going into the water or did in the past and maybe has an issue, they can literally take, because the most of these walkers are aluminum, and so the... You know, I'm sure you got to shake a little sand out, but if you want that mobility to be able to kind of go in there and say, "Oh my gosh, look at me! I'm helping myself go into the water," and or this rough terrain is just amazing. I'm always so empathetic when I see people using those. And as you know, it can certainly be someone that's gotten older, but to your point, if it's a surgery or whatever, that mobility is. It's super frustrating for people, and this is such a neat answer to the problem. Now, tell me, Stephanie, what does something like this cost?
So right now, the product we took 2 years developing. We're in the market. We have an introductory pricing until July 1st of $129.99, and then after July 1st, the pricing is going to go up to $149.99, and it attaches to the regular walker, which is phenomenal. Here, that's a big deal when going to the beach. A beach walker, when you look up on Amazon, I mean, you can Google it. It's upwards of $900, $1,200 for specific walkers to go to the beach.
Right.
So for just under $150, you have the mobility to be able to go to the beach. But also, it applies just as much in the snow. So think about the stability now on the beach, but on the snow. So keeping people safe around their house, even to get to their mailbox.
Right.
A lot of our dealers, we have right now 13 locations, and most of them, a lot of them are up north because of the snow.
Right. Stephanie, what's the way, you're selling it via website, right? Let's give that website out a couple times people know where to find us.
So we have it on Amazon and on our website, too. It's stabilizedsteps.com. That's stabilized with a D at the end. That's plural.com. So stabilizedsteps.com, and then you can find to see if you have a retailer near you, but definitely you can check it out on our website. There is plenty of videos you can check out on the media. You can see the video that you'd mentioned for the event we had.
So cool.
We had a 7-year-old and a 95-year-old in the same event using walkers.
Stephanie Gomez is the co-founder, president, and CEO of Stabilized Steps. You can go to their website, stabilizedsteps.com. You can also find the product on Amazon. About $129 until July 1st, and you can clip it onto your existing walker to give you more mobility. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on developing this thing. It's a really cool idea, and we're happy to promote it for you. So take care.
Thank you so much for the time. And again, happy Father's Day to everyone listening.
Thank you. 800-848-WABC. Let's take a quick call before we're going to take a break. In Vernon, New Jersey, Andy's on the line. Andy, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's going on?
I've only missed one show, but that's because I was in North Carolina.
Hey, wait. That's not an excuse. You can listen on the app. I got four kids. I got four kids in school. I got to pay for you. It would be so hard for you to listen every week. It's just an hour.
I know. I listen every week. It's just 1 week I didn't miss. I mean, missed.
But, all right, I'll let you off the hook. How can I help you?
Well, I heard about that poison ivy call.
Yep.
And I spent a lot of my life in the woods clearing land, and there's this product called Technu that if you put it on before...
Wait, give me the product name again.
Technu, T-E-C-N-U.
T-E-C-N-U,
if you put it on
okay.
Before you get into the poison ivy, you won't get poison ivy. I'm highly allergic to poison ivy, but this thing called Technu, and you just... It's like a gel. You scrub your hands with it. And
it's like a protection for you
exactly.
Before you go at it.
Exactly.
Oh. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard me talk on the show, but I got my old business partner, and who's my best friend. His name is Mike Jakubowski, and he and I are working together, and he is super highly allergic to poison ivy. And this is 30 years ago. He was, it covered his entire body.
Been there, done that.
Huh? You been there?
Oh, yeah.
It's awful. This poor guy was like a giant body of welt, right? And he was miserable. We were in business together, and he had to take like 3 or 4 days off because the guy just couldn't move. And let me tell you what kind of friend I am. You know, you got to put like cream all over that. And I helped make sure that he was covered in that cream. I never want to think about that again. Tech new. I like that. That's a good tip, Andy. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you calling this morning. And you're not off the hook for missing any other shows. So you got to listen every week. I appreciate it. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Phone number is 800-848-WABC. All right, I have a question. Are fleas and ticks making your favorite pet's life downright miserable? Well, Bonide Flea Beater products will make your pet's life flea and tick free. It'll control fleas and ticks easily. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bonide's complete 3-step program starts with controlling fleas and ticks outdoors with granular or hose-end flea beater. The second step is to control fleas and ticks indoors with Bonide's flea beater aerosols and ready-to-use products. And the third step is to control the fleas and ticks on your pet with Bonide's flea beater for pets, and it's ready-to-use. All the products are deadly on fleas and ticks. So if the fleas and ticks are causing your favorite pet to scratch and itch, get Bonide Flea Beater products today and put an end to their flea and tick problems. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide Flea Beater products can be found at these fine retailers. You can find them at Cipriano Nursery in East Meadow, New York, Medem Garden Center in Medem, New Jersey, and Agway in Bethel, Connecticut. Or just go to Bonide.com to find a retailer near you. House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
You're listening to Lou.
Bonnie's in Crestwood. Hi, Bonnie.
I have a question about my bathroom floor.
And House Smarts Radio.
One of the tiles next to the toilet is sinking down. My concern is there's water getting underneath the floor there.
He's taking your calls till 8.
Yeah, I just don't want to be going to the bathroom one day and end up down in the crawl space. You know, like the next 2 days or so. That wouldn't be super good.
Bonnie,
where'd you go?
Bonnie, are you all right down there?
Right here on 77 WABC.
That would not be fun. Imagine falling through the floor, sitting on the toilet. Not good. Welcome back. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. In Paramus, hanging on is Julie. Julie, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I have a question. In my bathroom, when I go into the bathtub and I turn the water on from the lower faucet, the water comes out full force, but then when I turn it up to go to the shower head, it like really, the flow really slows down a lot. Is there, like, do I have to take the wall apart to find that problem?
When you go to transfer from the spout to the shower head, do you have just a little pull up on the spout?
Or no.
Is there a lever on the wall?
A third knob that I have that turns the direction to the top.
Got it. And the first thing I would tell you is, can you take the shower head off?
Yes, I've cleaned it too.
You have.
Mm-hmm.
And when you clean it, when you've taken it off, have you tried doing exactly what you're doing now to see the kind of pressure you get out of just the shower arm?
I did that a while back. I forgot to tell you the truth. But I will do that again just to check. I think it's more than the shower head, though.
Well, the reason I say that is that I don't think you need to open up any walls, but it may be that you need a plumber to come and take the valve cartridge out and clean the ports that are inside the valve body, okay? So in other words, if you take that shower head off, Julie, and you clean it, and also there should be like a little screen you know, with the washer where you put that on, make sure that's clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then go ahead and turn the water on and then make it go to the shower. You should see a nice steady stream coming out of that shower arm, like with a fair amount of volume of water, okay? And if that's what you see, then maybe you just need a new shower head. Like it could be clogged and whatever. When you've cleaned the shower head before, how did you do that?
With vinegar and water. Okay. I let it soak.
Yeah,
let's
try this. If you do this and you take it off and it's got, you know, a lot of pressure and you're like, wow, look at all that water coming out of there. I want you to go buy a quart of CLR, okay, calcium lime and rust remover. I want you to pour that into a little bucket and drop that shower head in there and let it soak for like 2 hours. That's going to really break down the calcium lime and rust inside there, and then put that back on. And if it's still not, and if you have a lot of pressure coming out of that tube, out of the shower arm, and you put this back on, then maybe try a new shower head. If that doesn't work, a plumber can come take apart the valve body. There's these little ports that lead up to it. Those could be clogged with calcium and lime, and they can clean that out and get you back to where you want to be. No opening of any walls.
Okay, so what is it that the plumber would do if it happened?
So, you know, the shower valve, actually the valve that you turn on cold and hot?
Okay, that.
That whole insert's going to come out.
Okay.
And then when that comes out, that's where the little holes that lead up when you turn the little valve body. And even that little, that arm that you use to turn it up or down, that could be clogged as well.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you. Thank you.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 800-848-9222. Let's see if we can get another quick call in here in Manhattan. Joan's calling in. Joan, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm going to buy a fixer-upper house. And
you want me to come over?
Absolutely. I love you. But where do I, besides Home Depot, where can I find product selection, like for backsplashes and countertops and that stuff?
Oh, my gosh. So many places. You know, look, I have no problem with you going to the big boxes to get, like, an initial idea. But the thing that's going to happen, Joan, is that you're not going to see the bigger selection of it. So with tile, you know, there's some other smaller chains, like Floor and Decor is one. You know, you'll find local stores in your area. You're in Manhattan, so I'm trying to think.
But I go all over.
You do.
I often go 3 or 4 states down looking for stuff. So.
Oh wow! Okay, well,
you know, yeah,
one of the places to go look for backsplashes and flooring is a company called Floor and Decor. They got some nice displays on there. A little bit larger selection. It isn't that the big boxes can't get you what you want, but they just don't display it, and that kind of stuff I think is really important to see. So, you know, that's one option for you as well. With the countertops, that too is an area where you probably need to go to kitchen design places and take a look at different counters. I'm a big fan of quartz countertops. If you're thinking about kind of upgrading to that, I think would make a lot of sense, and they're non-porous and do a really nice job.
Non-porous
is really. We're running out of time, Joan. I got to put you on hold. But if you didn't get through today, you can certainly email me at housesmartsradio.com. We'll be back next Saturday with more House Smarts right here on 77 WABC. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend and happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there.
77 WABC.